kings, we're the princes of the universe. Here we belong.
Fighting to survive in a war with the darkest power.
Hey, what's up?
What's up, everyone? How's it going out there? Welcome back. Welcome, first-time listeners. Welcome you. You who are listening on your computer, on your iPhone, in your car, across the universe. I don't care. My name is Joe.
And I'm Carolyn.
And yes, you, in fact, listening to the one and only motherfucking Carolyn and Joe show. How you doing, Carolyn?
I'm doing excellent, and I'm very excited. We have a special guest this week.
Do we really?
We haven't had a guest in a really long while.
Via satellite or in the studio?
In the studio.
Holy crap.
In our own presence, right before our very eyes, we have... Welcome back, Brian.
Yo, yo, yo.
Mr. Welcome Back Brian.
Yeah.
I like that new name, Mr. Welcome Back Brian. How's it going, Brian?
It's going good.
I guess you are one of our first guests in a while.
You're a reoccurring character on the Carolyn and Joe
reoccurring.
Show.
I'm glad you said special, though. It makes me feel good.
It's always
You're
good.
You're special.
I'm a special guest.
Do you remember that one time Brian was our guest that also at New York Comic Con? And afterwards, we spent the day, like, just hanging out, having fun, and we happened to, like, stop by Central Park, and there was these swing sets that we were playing on. And
oh, man.
And that's why Brian is special, too.
Yeah, yeah.
I like that we had to do, like, a little photo shoot that time.
Yeah, we did a little photo shoot on the swing set, and, like, when you're on the swings, you know, it just makes you happy and smile, and... Honestly, Joe shot some pictures of Brian and I. And
wait, you're making it sound like these are all some perverted ass photos now. You shot some questionable photos of us.
Well, like we're on the swings.
Yeah, exactly. You're
forth.
Not making it sound any better. On the swings, back and forth. What the?
I don't know what perverted mind you have. We're on a
Come
playground.
On now. Who do you think you're talking about?
The playground.
It's called the playground.
Sorry. Well, anyway. We had some goofy facial expressions going on.
Yes, there was.
When do you not have goofy facial expressions at the playground back and forth?
But it's, like, so horrible because, honestly, like, you know, not to really make fun of these type of people, but in some of the photographs, we really did look retarded.
Yeah, we looked a little special, Ed.
It was like, and we were, like, at first, it didn't start as a joke. It was just, like, actual photos. And we're like, oh, my gosh, look at this photo of you. It looks so retarded in here. And, like, you really, really... Like, it started with one of Brian's photos. And, like, honestly, Brian, you really did look a little like that.
When I saw it, I didn't realize. But, you know, when you're out in the playground and having fun like you're a little kid again, you just start looking special Ed. I don't know.
See, like, I don't know. Like, when I first saw that photo, I wasn't thinking that you looked too special Ed. And everyone's like, he looks special Ed, man. He looks like, what? That makes me wonder if, like, my judgment on people's faces just...
I mean, you definitely look, like, super happy.
I mean, I work as a professional photographer, and for people to be like, I look like a retard, and be like, hey, you look pretty good. I was like, huh, do I just like retarded faces on people?
I think it's
not
also
the same,
like,
retarded is the best way to phrase that. But.
You know, it's just, like, also, it's just interesting just to see a picture of Brian, like, on a swing set.
Yeah.
Like, it's not, like, your natural habitat.
Nah, not at all.
Because usually you stop swinging on the sets about what? When you're, like, in... What, when you're sixth grade? I don't know when is there an age
limit? I mean,
limit?
I think when you start to get in high school, you're kind of like, I'm an adult now.
I can't
I'm not
do
gonna
swings.
Be on the swing set. It was really fun because we got super high there.
Yeah. Yeah, you know.
You know,
playground,
on the
swings,
man.
That's
on
the
adult
swings
playground, on the swings, back and forth.
What are the stuff when you become an adult? Like, all right, so when you become an adult, what, you can't swing? You can't do what? What are these rules all of a sudden? Like, I know, like, once you start
well,
doing...
Well,
once you're
make,
an adult, you definitely don't
want to
hang
swings.
Around a playground by yourself, that's for sure.
They make special swings when you're an adult.
So what are these special, these reinforced swings?
I just took this show to another level.
Yeah, took it to a whole new level.
I understand.
But yeah, so you're asking what are these special swings?
No, I'm asking... I'm not asking what these special swings are. I know what these special swings are. I did a documentary on a porn store. I know exactly what these special swings are.
So basically, but you're saying, like, what as an adult are you not supposed to be doing?
Because, you know, there's always that, there's
like,
always that time.
Cool,
there's that time in your life when people will start saying, like, you're an adult now. Stop doing that. What exactly are the things that we're not supposed to do? Just so
trick
people,
or treating.
Just so people in the world will know. And I want to know a reasonable. I want to know a reasonable reason. Reasonable reason why, as an adult, we're not allowed to do these things. You said trick.
They're childlike.
You said trick or treating. Why can't you go trick or treating?
Well, like, for example, last year, one of the doorbell rings. They look like college kids. They probably were like seniors, maybe.
Seniors!
But like, I was like, in my head, like, I still gave them candy and stuff, but in my head, I was like, you look a little old for this. Like, because then the next bell rings and you see all these like little kiddies.
Because the only way that adults can celebrate Halloween is to dress like sluts.
Exactly. Yeah, the adult playground.
Basic adult means slutty.
Pretty
you
much.
Gotta slutty up everything to do anything adult. So, like, you can't go trick or treating. What? You can't go on the swings. You can't watch. People say once you're an adult, you can't watch cartoons. Is that true?
I mean, you shouldn't also.
I was just
be
watching
like
cartoons with Brian the last week. I felt like more of like an adult than ever before at that time.
Well, also like on the playground scenario, it's like you don't want to be, especially by yourself, like some creepy adult
yeah,
hanging
you can't
around
be by
there.
Yourself.
Well, like, mainly I think you can't be creepy because you can be creepy in a little kid too.
I mean, probably, but like, especially in like within a school zone, I guess, like, you know, for example, the example that we had went in Central Park where we just like stumbled upon
the
swings.
I love that there's actual school zones.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. And then, but when we stumbled upon the swings in Central Park, it was more of like this, like subtle, like, oh cool, swing sets. And then we like acted like kids for like 5 minutes, you know.
I thought that was great because that whole entire day we were like walking around Central Park and we, you know, we were trying to, I don't know, we just weren't expecting swing sets to appear. I guess that's what the big joy gasm that happened was. Oh my god,
joy gasm.
Well, also not only that, but
we weren't hanging around like little kids necessarily and all creepy.
Also, for one thing, we weren't the only people. There were like adults on there, like, you know, swinging. So I was like, okay, that's cool.
Adult swinging.
I think there was only adults on those swings, actually. not to put it that way,
yeah,
but
yeah.
I believe when we were there, there was no other kids around. It was just, you know, there was yeah. no kids around. It was just us and other adults.
Yeah. I mean, it wasn't a school zone, so that was like a different type of, it was more acceptable. We weren't being all creeped out.
Yeah. See, for some reason to me, I think swings at a swing set or swings on a swing set at a park or anything, it doesn't feel like I can't do it because I'm too old. Swings that I feel like I can't do because I'm too old is at like Busch Gardens or something.
What do you
like,
mean?
Man, like, you can't ride the swings, man.
What do you mean? Like,
that's
those,
for kids.
The kiddie rides with yeah. like the characters on there?
No, not that. Not that kiddie. I'm just talking about the swings, you know, the swings. You never been on the swings at like Busch Gardens?
I have.
What
I
are you
actually
talking
like
about?
That. That's one of my favorite rides.
Wait, what are you talking
it's
about?
Just pleasant.
Don't they have adult swings?
I guess. Is there an adult swing?
I don't know. Yeah,
I don't know, man. You did the Taboo documentary.
I'm trying to figure out what these.
Well, they had the smaller ones for the kids, I guess, and then the other ones for adults. But
it's the same thing, but bigger.
It's the same thing, but bigger. Right. It's the same exact thing, but bigger.
I find pleasure in that swing, like Busch Gardens type style.
Those are actually that's actually the ride that makes.
Yeah, it is.
That's the ride that makes me the most afraid of all of them. Actually,
really?
Yeah, because like your legs are free, and then you're just swinging. There's no like. There's just like a little bar that they slide through that means nothing. That's the most dangerous ride there is, actually.
I have heard about a time when those things broke loose and just slung people.
Oh. Just people just ejected
oh
to the heavens.
That's so scary.
Yeah.
Did you hear about, you know, the tornadoes that happened a few days ago? Speaking of like swinging across.
Was it in Iowa? Ohio?
I'm not quite sure where this actual location was. I think it was like a bunch of areas. But basically the family died except for the little baby survived and they found her 10 miles away.
Jeez.
Apparently there was some trauma to the head, but that's right. kind of like, I hope she doesn't have brain damage or something horrible, but like that's pretty messed up. It's like, imagine floating in a tornado being swung out for 10 miles.
Yeah, that's crazy.
That's something that's like the non-fairy tale like Wizard of Oz.
Yeah, the whole rest of her family died though. That's like, what is the baby's gonna have no recollection of like this event.
It's like Lana Lang, dude.
Yeah,
that's exactly like Lana Lang from Smallville.
You guys need to like write a story about this baby, and then she has like powers or something.
Right.
What powers would she have?
Obviously storm-like powers.
Yeah. But I hope that her, you know, her body and her brain and her head and everything isn't. I hope she doesn't become, you know, special ed or something.
Yeah.
But I mean, hopefully, I don't know. I mean, it seems like to withstand 10 miles of that.
Yeah, I guess babies don't, you know, like they say when you get in a car accident, most people, like people that are drunk, don't get hurt in a car accident because they don't tense up before they see it's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
They're just like free floating. So it makes it a little less damaging because when you try to tense up, you're going to start breaking legs and arms, you know what I mean? Because you're bracing for it.
That's really how it is, man. Like when you're, I don't know, you when you're carefree, you don't get hurt. That's really what happens. Isn't that really true? What, because when you start to overreact and do all that stuff, that's when you get, that's when things, angles start going wrong and you can't focus. It's
I
just,
think like
just like
in
pro wrestling, man. Just like in pro wrestling.
But not just like with your body, but just in general, like if you're more chill about things. I mean, I think that it's like, there's a gray area because sometimes if you act like you just don't care and stuff and you're just like, oh, whatever, I just lost my job, but I don't care. You know, like stuff like that. If you really don't care, you gotta care about certain things.
Well, here's the thing. Like, remember, David Hazard was having like the worst time in his life, right? And he was on purpose, trying to get hit by cars and trying to do the stupidest thing in the world. He never got hit by anything, and none of us really tried to stop it.
He was so carefree,
right?
And yeah, he was just sort of carefree and careless at the same time. But at the same time, it's like the universe does not want you to die now. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's like it's almost like with that baby that went 10 miles in the tornado.
That baby was supposed to learn.
Like, it's like maybe God was like, this baby has a purpose.
Yeah,
or something.
The first flying baby.
I seriously wonder like if that
because
baby,
you know what,
like in the future will be something special.
No, that's what I'm saying.
Like,
if I'm
like,
if
I wonder
I'm,
why he saved him.
If I'm going to envision that story right now, I'm going to say that baby right now doesn't know this, but in the future will have the thoughts of like flying, already knowing like how it feels to fly. So in the future, you know, she'll start realizing like, oh, I need to somehow regain this feeling it had that I can't quite, you know, recapture. I don't know where it came from. Because, you know, most likely whenever she gets adopted to or wherever she's gonna go, no one's gonna be like, oh, you know, when you were young, you went through a tornado and ended up 10 miles. They're just gonna forget that. No one's gonna remember that actually, but she's gonna wanna know how that happened and why she has this light feeling that she can't let go. And she will probably be the first person to fly.
Without an apparatus,
yeah. Yeah, like Superman fly. That's how things happen, man. Bodies adapt.
That's like a superhero story right there waiting to be written.
That's right. That is right.
Free story right there. We should write that.
I've never tried to write a superhero story before.
It's kind of like the kind of
it's weird.
Similar
to
like,
write comics, but I don't
you
write
know
superhero.
The beginning of like Umbrella Academy. Like, Brian, have you read Umbrella Academy?
No, I have not.
Like, in the beginning of it, I'm probably going to, like, butcher it, because I haven't read it in, like, 3 years.
Don't butcher it.
But in the, all of these births start happening at one time to, like, unwed mothers.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's, like, Immaculate Conception type thing. And I think there was 12 of them. And those kids end up being the Umbrella Academy.
Mm-hmm.
But it's kind of strange like that. Like, just
so are they, like, special or something? They have special
powers. They are special.
They
have
special powers. But then they get adopted by this one guy who like finds them all.
Right.
And that's kind of, that's pretty and much
they,
the
they make like 12 little Jesuses or something?
Yeah, kind of.
not Jesuses, but they all end
but
up.
But they end up like, it's kind of in a way, it kind of does mimic the nativity story.
Right.
Because of the
how?
Because they're unwed mothers. And they're immaculate conception, pretty much.
I guess that's true.
Because like all of a sudden, these women just start giving birth, and like that I thought was kind of interesting. Because I'm like, wow, that's basically it's very close, like in origin to the Bible. But you know, it's like Gerard Way's little twist on that. But I thought that was kind of interesting.
I see what you're saying, but there's more to Jesus's story than just being the son.
I'm talking about the birth part of it. Like, okay, if you basically read like the first, I don't remember how many, the first like even 4 pages of Umbrella Academy pretty much says that. And it's been a while since I've read it, but it's something similar to that.
But it's a good story though.
Yeah. And so, but I actually feel like rereading it now just because of all this talk about, because it is kind of interesting. It's like, why did God choose to like save that baby? And I hope to God
Brian knows.
I hope that the baby doesn't
I can't tell you.
I just hope that like it's not like brain damage or like mentally retarded. You know, like because then that's kind of like, oh, it was a healthy baby before, but then went through this tornado, and then they have to live their whole life like that. But then it's like, well, they wouldn't have known what they're missing necessarily because they probably don't remember their parents.
What if it was sacrificed because it's like got the cure to cancer inside of it somehow? So still, it's still gonna die, but
How do we know?
It's going to die later.
To me, it's like so impressive, though, that like that it's still alive and that far away.
How do we know that these tornadoes weren't started because of the black arts and this baby is some sort of like spawn? Like, you know what I mean? It's like, and like, what if like all of a sudden it's like, well, there's actually no recollection of this baby being born. Right. Except out of this supposed family that supposedly lived through this that could have been a sacrifice. Through all that,
and you need to launch an investigation on that.
I need to launch an investigation. They're all like case closed. It was a tornado. They didn't want to think past that.
Thinking way past that.
No one ever takes it to that level, man.
You need right. to join the service. People and, like, think that tornadoes. Take it to that level.
People think the tornadoes just pop up out of anywhere. No, man. Sometimes it's magic. Y'all just look at
it's
me.
Older,
all weird.
Dude. Totally doing some X-Files stuff.
I think you definitely need to do some investigating.
You say it's Mulder?
Yeah. You just Mulder that one.
There's always a story. I guess that's why I'm the writer. I think that could be it, though.
I think we could do a story
Why
like
would
that,
the baby
though?
Still be alive?
I want to know why black it is arts. Still alive. Because
black arts, man.
Like, what are the odds that it would still be alive?
What are the odds that it's supposed to be alive?
Good.
Come on, guys.
I don't know, man. It's like a million.
Can't
to
put
one.
Those things together. All these tornadoes happening at once. A family dies. They don't say a sacrifice. The family sacrificed themselves for this baby to live.
And then somebody got pulled up like through a chimney.
Where'd this take place again?
It was Illinois, right? Isn't that where it was?
I don't know.
Where's Illinois?
There was multiple states. But I think Illinois is one of them. I think there was like 12 deaths or something.
And are these heavy like tornado areas?
Yeah, like Tornado Alley.
Tornado Alley?
That's what they're known for.
Oh, yeah. So then it's just not out of the blue. It's not like, oh, there's a tornado in LA like in...
Yeah, it's like hurricanes where we live.
What is it in that movie, The Day After Tomorrow? Where they had like...
The Perfect Storm thing?
Remember they had like, there's tornadoes inside of LA. Oh my God. Yeah. And destroyed like the city of LA.
I mean, I guess, I you know, it's movies. Not an uncommon thing, but it's one of those things where, like, basically these tornadoes did wipe through, like, whole towns. I didn't see much of it on TV, but I saw probably, like, 30 seconds of footage, and, like, people were scraping through, like, trash, pretty much. Like, they had nothing left over, and then one person found, like, a family photo, and they were cleaning it up. That's pretty much all they had. They're like, I found one photograph.
Yeah, I mean, ripped through.
I'm always just a believer that there's a bigger story behind all these natural disasters, like meanings behind this, like sort of, you know, like this happened because of this reason, you know, I don't know. I mean, there's the, what was it? There's that typhoon, there's tornadoes, there's this stuff happens for one reason, but no one else will figure it out. Just like, you know, like in Akira, like the bomb and stuff like that. It just doesn't happen for no reason.
All right. It's all
I'm a believer. And then there's a point and there's a reason for everything. I mean, it's not good. Can't all be good, but you have to sum it up to one thing. It just can't randomly happen.
I just want to like write a story about the baby in the future.
What would be their baby? What would happen to the baby?
I don't know.
If we're gonna brainstorm,
magical, and then it's like
it flies.
No, but like basically what you were saying, like the baby's in the news now, but then like, you know, when the baby's 30 years old, no one's gonna remember.
It's gonna be like in Smallville, where Lana Lang was on the cover of whatever the. I don't forget the newspaper. And it was like the New York. They actually used the New York Times or something like that.
And she was a baby.
And they're like, she's the meteor baby. Yeah. She's the face. And she's all like sad. And then Clark is like it's Clark was like, it's all my fault. I'm the reason she's sad. I took her parents away. Remember in War of the Worlds, they had all those. Remember in the Steven Spielberg War of the Worlds, they were having all those. What's it called, like lightning strikes and stuff like that. Yeah. Like those, and they're like, this. What is this? It makes no sense to have these there. But the lightnings were like the aliens going into their ships.
That was awesome.
That's what I'm saying. Who says that? Like these I'm not saying that. Like, oh, it's awesome that these tornadoes hurt all these people. I'm just bringing another source. Another point of interest that could happen, you know? Who says that these tornadoes were not like a defense for something else that was happening? Like a, I don't know, maybe something else happened on the opposite side of the world. That's what I'll do. Right. If I was making something special happen that I want to hide, I'll be like, let's put a bunch of tornadoes here, like the Weather Wizard.
The Weather Wizard.
You don't know? Do you know who the Weather Wizard
is? No, I don't know. The
only reason why I know who that is because I was assigned something, a project from, what was that website? Comic-Con.com. They at one point were doing this thing called Fight Club Fridays, mm-hmm. and they would team up two superheroes for the event, and then people voted, and then somebody, like, you know, I guess...
What, on who would win the battle against each other?
Yeah, for, like, the illustration that I was designing was Storm versus Weather Wizard, and I, like, never heard of Weather Wizard.
Now, you haven't heard of... You've never heard of the Weather...
Tell me what this Weather Wizard is all about.
Well, think about it. Think about what this guy would be.
Well, he sounds like he's a wizard who does weather magic.
He's a scientist that can control the weather.
So he got these powers because he's a scientist?
Yes, I believe
like,
so.
So he doesn't actually have superpowers. He just uses his mind to...
Who really has superpowers anyway? Oh, I guess the Flash
Superman.
So who do you think?
The inventor of the powers.
Who do you think would win that, Storm or Weather Wizard?
Storm.
Yeah, Storm.
Of course she would.
Weather Wizard is like a fourth-rated like villain.
I remember even though trying to find like photo reference for him, I couldn't really find that much. What does he look like?
Then why was I like, here's the Weather Wizard, he's awesome, we took him out. The Weather Wizard is the main guy, not one of the main, but he one of the main villains of The Flash.
Okay.
This is why I say DC is 10 times better than Marvel. I don't know if anyone believes me, but their characters are so rich of like just amazing characters. Like these villains... Like, this is what I always bring up. I was talking to you about this before. We were saying, like, what's better, Marvel or DC? And I was like, well, what does Marvel have? All they have is...
Spider-Man,
Wolverine. You know what I mean? Everyone just trickles down. And then, you know, I guess you have Captain America. But even Captain America is such a literal thing. It's sort of just like, well, he's Captain and he's American. He's like...
he's the Captain of America.
He's Captain of America. I mean, I know there's more to that, you know, whatever, Steve Rogers, stuff like that. But come on. I mean, yeah, I'd say, like, the DC universe is so rich, filled with characters like the Weather Wizard, like that, like Mr. Spick.
You're just calling him a
fourth-rate character. What do you think is the best DC villain?
I mean, hands down, it's still going to fall to either Joker or Lex Luthor. Those are your top-tier guys right there. You would say Joker?
Yeah.
I don't know. I like Lex Luthor.
Lex Luthor is pretty evil, though.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but Joker's coming from a humor perspective.
Yeah,
yeah, but see, Lex Luthor can manipulate the Joker.
Yeah,
the Joker is just you know, he's known for his
madman.
He's just like off on his own zone.
But see, like Lex Luthor is, I mean, what's his name? Joker is a villain. Yeah. Lex Luthor is not a villain.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? He's just looked at, he's powerful, you know what I mean?
That's the thing, I mean, he's just evil.
Lex Luthor is evil. Would you say that Lex Luthor is really evil, though?
Yeah.
No, because the only reason, I'm saying
he's not a good guy.
I'm not saying, wait a minute, what makes him not a good guy? Because
you're like his biggest fan.
Well, yeah, he's one of my idols. the Joker, we did a listing, Brian, of like our top 10 influences. And like my number 2 and 3 were Lex Luthor and the Joker.
Nice.
It's like, I like to get the intelligence of Lex Luthor, but I like to get my mentality from the Joker. But yeah, like, the Lex Luthor does not look at... Lex Luthor's trying to save the planet from aliens, who happen to be Superman. He's trying to protect the planet.
He's trying it for his own gain. He doesn't give a crap about the planet. He wants to rule the world, so he's doing it for his own.
Yeah, but he can't rule... He can't rule a planet that's...
He's the ruler of your planet.
Yeah, but Lex Luthor can't rule a planet... That's, you know, that he doesn't like. It needs to be a good planet, you know what I mean?
I guess the reason why I like Lex Luthor is because...
Michael Rosenbaum?
Well, of course. But he's basically taking everything that's corrupt and unknown and manipulative about the government and putting it into one man. Like, if you want to put it in real perspective, you know what I mean?
But you got to think about it.
Like, you have the money, you have the power to manipulate people, do what you want, and you got all this stuff going on behind the curtain.
Yeah.
That's for your own personal gain, even though up front, in front of everybody else, you try to put on this, like, oh, it's okay. You know, I'm just here. I'm the good guy.
Oh, but see, like, here's
what politicians do, right?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Here's the thing. So he can work the system, but also he's, like, super genius smart, man.
Oh, yeah,
like,
definitely.
Like, I guess if we're looking on the back of the FLIR cards, he's like one of the top. He's the smartest man on the planet.
The back of the FLIR cards.
Yeah,
you look at the stats.
You look at the stats. They're genius at 10. You know what I mean? That's why I always believed. I mean, he may not be the strongest guy, but I believe mentally he can go toe to toe with Superman. I think he can defeat Superman. He just doesn't need to defeat Superman. That's what I say. What about you, Carolyn?
Yeah, he's pretty evil and manipulative.
No, so you can't see. He's a good.
I mean, he's good at what he does.
He's a good businessman. Is what
he's
it
like
comes
a Vince
down
McMahon.
To. He's a good businessman.
Yeah, but that's the thing. If you think about it, like talking about how smart he is, most of people that are go back to my government theory, but most of the people that are in government are smart. Most of those people are smart. They're not there because they're dumb. And they're not manipulating the system because they don't know how and they're not smart about it.
Yeah.
So there's intelligence behind those people.
I mean, even when people are talking about like Mitt Romney's tax returns, and I don't know enough about him to like really talk about it, but apparently he's like saved all of his money because he's like paying the minimal amount that he can pay because of other avenues that he's done. If you really think about it, it's actually really smart.
Yeah.
So it's, and then people are complaining like, oh, he only paid, I'm making this number up. Like, I think it was 17% or something. He's like, oh, he only paid, whatever, 15 or 17% of his taxes. Whereas, like, the average American's paying a lot more percentage for their taxes, but he has some, like, loopholes and some ways to get around it, but it's still legal.
Mm-hmm.
So, in a way, it's like, well, you can't actually blame him for being
smart.
He's working
the system.
Yeah, and, like, actually being smart and saving his money and, like, investing and doing certain other things to do with his money. So, like, if anything, like, I'm not going to endorse anybody... Like, but I'm just saying that wouldn't that be a good way of, like, getting a president? You know what I mean? Like, just to, like, because I'm not voting, you know, but I'm just, like, at least at this time, I don't know who I'm going to be for, if I am going to even be for anybody, but I'm just saying that, like, I don't know. I kind of go back and forth. Like, on one end of it, it's like, you can look at it from, like, a jealous perspective and be like, oh, so, yeah, he's all smart and he can do that. Like, that's, you know, and then he can, like, I guess have other bank funds that are outside of America or something, somebody said. So it's like, yeah, you are, like, working the system, right, like, in a Lex Luthor type way, but then you can look at it from a totally different perspective and say, like, oh, well, that's actually smart. Because if you had that, like, people that have multi-million dollars, they actually are smart about their money, and they end up saving more.
Well, yeah, that's why they have it, is because they don't spend it on stupid stuff.
Yeah.
They spend their money to make money.
Yeah, exactly. So it's almost, I mean, but wouldn't you, like, kind of want to have a president like that? Like, if they were in charge of, like, the American budget?
Yeah.
And they could do, like, their own little loopholes and, like, figure out creative solutions to, like, help us with our, like, deficit and stuff.
I mean, I just might vote for Lex Luthor if he becomes president, you know?
See, no, that actually is a good question because... Like I said, people were talking smack about Mitt Romney or whoever. You know, whoever, like, Lex Luthor type character is in our
actual
life.
I would not say that he's Lex Luthor level, though.
No, I'm not necessarily necessarily saying that either, but I have heard those arguments that people are saying, oh, these people are evil and this politician's evil.
I would like to clarify that the Lex Luthor that I'm talking about is most likely the Lex Luthor from All-Star Superman, not the Lex Luthor from Superman Returns.
This is getting too technical. Okay, but what I'm saying is, like, let's just say, hypothetically... Let's not even name names. Let's say that there is a real-life candidate for 2012 that is manipulative like that and, like, kind of shady type style. Like, would you actually really vote for that person? Or would you just talk smack about it like everyone else does?
If it's so shady, how can we all know about it?
Then, that's another thing. If you're going to be out there and honest and, like, show all your documentation...
Would that be so bad?
Then, you're actually being honest, so...
Would that be so bad? Because clearly... He's not doing... Is it illegal?
No.
What's the hide?
I mean, it's all out there.
It's like, well, we found this loophole. Is this... It's like, well, you said we couldn't choose the color brown and we chose brown. It's like, well, it's supposed to be these choices. I mean, like, come on.
I guess that's the way I think about it. I'm just saying that, like, let's say that there is this real person, whoever it is, out there.
Let's call him Lex Luthor.
Okay, let's say there's Lex Luthor's out there and he... Like, is trying to run for president and to gain power for his own notoriety.
There's no other reason, right?
I mean, there might
be... Trying to change the world? Yeah, do it through politics?
No.
I don't know exactly why people run for president.
Well, let me ask you this.
I would never actually run for president. It just seems, like, too crazy.
Well, let's find the game of this. If you're going to run for president, how much do you get paid if you run for president?
$200,000 a year.
What?
Or used to be.
Did you tell me that M. Night Shyamalan gets paid more than the president?
Oh, yeah.
Probably.
But it doesn't matter. Think about the perks the president
has. Yeah, you get
and
free
that's just
you get
the,
free
That's just
meals.
A salary. That's not how much money he actually makes.
You get
makes.
To meet everybody.
What's the
you,
perks?
Get, you get book deals afterwards.
What's the perks? You're like the number one wanted man in like all the world.
Perks is you're like you're in history forever.
Because everyone wants to be the man that shoots the president. You know what I mean? Not saying that I should, But you know, that's the one thing. It's like outside of that.
Oh, no,
I'm saying that outside of that, there's someone you're instantly famous to if you do that. You know,
right.
Is that a perk?
Well, I don't think it's. That's just a salary because you know they got to pay him something for being there. But
I always wondered about that.
Like, that used to be. I don't know if that's still what it is. This was like 15, 20 years ago.
I remember getting paid like $10 million a year or something like that.
Nah. But you got to think about all the money they get, all the little ins and out, all their little clubs. Like, think about Bush when he bought stock into, like, I mean, think about it. Buy stock in weapon companies, and then go to war. That stock is going to be worth a lot of money when you go to war because you're making weapons, you're making all this stuff.
Now, was that illegal?
No.
So he's working the system too, man.
I mean, that's what Bush did.
But everyone all looks at him like they're all evil. I'm not condoning this, but I'm saying that's a smart business to
see.
Whatever people think
of... So isn't that like a Lex Luthor type move?
Well, see, a Lex Luthor type move would basically...
So
you know,
what I'm saying is that if you guys are all being like, oh, I'm your biggest fan, I love Lex Luthor and stuff... But then, like, in general, I'm not, like, picking on you, but I'm just saying, in general, there's,
I'm not saying
like, everybody's comments, like, on Facebook or whatever
about
online.
About Lex Luthor?
They're all just like, oh my gosh, this political candidate did this and this and this, and it sounds, like, so horrible, but then if you think about it, it's actually smart. But then if you think about it deeper, it is kind of evil and Lex Luthor-ish, but then it's smart, so it's like, well, shouldn't... It's kind of like a fine line.
They're
like,
just mad because they didn't think about it.
Say what?
They're just mad because they didn't think about it.
That's
yeah,
totally
but then
true.
People talk smack about them.
It's like, do you want to vote? Do you want to vote for this
let's
person?
Let's really think about what this is. Talking about the internet. That's all the internet has become, is a vessel for people to talk smack.
You said a vessel.
I mean, literally. That's
it's
all
Nina,
it's become.
The Pinta and the Santa
Twitter,
Maria.
Facebook. Blah, all people do is just bitch about their problems and bitch about everybody else.
That is
else.
True, but it's like...
That's why I don't go on there.
That's probably a good thing. But I guess what I'm getting at is that you guys are saying that you are fans of Lex Luthor.
I'm a fan of Lex Luthor.
I'm a fan of the character, yes I am.
Would you vote for a person that had similar qualities to be president?
No, I wouldn't. Because
who's running against him? Superman?
See,
you
now,
can't do that.
Would you vote for an evil type-ish guy that was a leader?
Well, here's the thing, though. What wrong has Lex Luthor done?
What wrong?
Yeah. Besides, like, try to...
Has he put people in harm's way?
Yes.
Okay, that's the first question right there.
Yeah, well, compare that
to
the other person.
Your
for his own personal gain, yes.
Are you saying no?
You have to protect
I can't say
people.
His personal gain.
Like for me,
he's trying.
I
he's
look
trying,
for a president that would want to protect the people of the country.
He was trying to protect the people because all the kryptonite infested like super beings. He was trying to create a team to save the United States for if they get invaded.
See, what I think it was is that the reason why he wants to kill Superman is because Superman is the only one that can stand in his way for world domination.
No way, man, because he's a freaking alien, dude. He's freaking
and he
alien.
Was also jealous of his powers, too.
Yeah,
the alien
them.
Powers. He wants the alien powers.
Yeah, but see, this is that's a young Lex Luthor. When he grew up, he started to realize the real power that Lex Luthor had.
You're such a fan, man.
There's nothing wrong with Lex Luthor. I'm talking about only the Smallville and the Superman All-Star version of Lex Luthor, not the what's his name, Jax, not the guy who played him
in Superman Returns.
Yeah, who played that?
Kevin Spacey.
Yeah, not the Kevin Spacey one, or even the one in the early. I'm talking about the real Lex Luthor,
the real Lex Luthor.
The bald head Lex Luthor, not the one with hair.
Kevin Spacey was bald.
Even though in Superman All-Star he did go to jail, nice. He did escape from jail. I don't know.
So basically, you would vote for him.
I mean, I guess I have to see who he's running against. What party would Lex Luthor be part of?
Which part of evil would we go for?
We can't say that he's evil.
He went to jail.
So did MVP. MVP went to jail. The wrestler MVP went to jail. He served his time for armed robbery and he tried to rob the Paradise
time,
Cruise or whatever.
Okay, like if he was to rob your store. Would you be like, no, he's not evil. He's pro wrestler.
Lex Luthor never raped anybody. He never...
He never Chris Browned anybody.
He never Chris Browned anybody. He owns a newspaper. He owns his own corporation. What is not to like?
So basically, you're a fan of evil politicians.
He's not evil.
He
runs a pretty amazing newspaper. His product, his product's the only thing that can...
So basically, he's like a Vince McMahon.
He's more like a Bruce Wayne. I know these are all imaginary people, but all superheroes and people and characters are based off of real human beings in some way or form.
All right.
No one ever believes
through
me
through emotion.
That. Didn't you ever read that story of what the Superman was based off of?
I don't think so, no.
There's actually a real story about like a man who did like a super feat.
Uh-huh.
And then that's the inspiration for the original
was
Superman.
Like one of the people that lifted cars off a woman.
I forget because this is like the 30s or 40s.
Right.
You gotta look it up. There's really a story about like where Joel Schuster or the creator of Superman
got the idea.
Yeah, they were actually inspired by a real event that they read like in the newspaper of someone like doing like a real super feat and like. Right. You know, like basically like reading a Superman story on real newspaper. Right, like, we need to make that for real.
Right.
I don't know where Batman came. Oh, Batman is a conglomerate, you know. I really think that like, really all the great stories are based off of like, you know, a real experience.
Right.
They just make it bigger.
Yeah. I mean, even like in comics. I was trying to figure out.
You said even in comics? I'm talking about comics.
You know, even in comedy.
You get none of this stuff in Marvel.
Like what I'm saying.
I guess you do get it in Marvel.
Is like, I know this is fresh on my head, but like seeing Bridesmaids, like they took just like a normal thing that might happen and just took it to a higher level.
Yeah.
Like the scene. Brian, have you seen Bridesmaids?
Yeah, I've seen it.
Like, you know how when like they're having like the food poisoning and.
Spoiler alert.
You know.
Yeah. Spoiler alert.
They're having like the food tasting, you know, normally it might have been like just like, oh my gosh, I'm feeling a little sick, I'm gonna go to the bathroom, and like maybe you might have had time to take off the dress and then run in the bathroom, mm-hmm. but instead they still have all like their nice white gowns right. on and whatever, and they're like shitting in the street, and it's like they take it to like the high extreme level of that type of comedy.
Didn't the one girl like crap in the sink or something?
Yeah. Melissa McCarthy.
Yeah.
See, that's why, like, reading... This is what's going to happen. See, someone's going to beat us to it. They're going to read. They're going to find out that story about that baby and the hurricane, they're gonna, or the tornado, right? They're gonna find out about this tornado baby, and they're going to make a story, and they're going to beat us to it. That's what's going to happen.
You still have one more week. Or we can, this is how we can copyright it right now.
This is how my thoughts sound.
Tornado baby.
That would be the name of the book too.
So what happens? What happened to this baby?
I don't know. Lex
Luthor will find that baby, and we'll put
and
it.
He'll
in
like
a,
make it some crazy carnation.
That's not what he does.
I'm trying to pronounce creation.
That's not what Lex. See, what Lex Luthor will do is Lex Luthor will give it a home in his awesome mansion that. Which was brought stone by stone from Ireland or wherever it was brought.
Dude, I want to live in Lex's house.
And what he will do is, what Lex Luthor will do is, you know, like teach this baby how to harness those powers and really learn. Put him in this kryptonite box.
So mold him into what he wants him to be.
Yeah.
The evil little Lex.
No.
Oh, God.
Shave your head. But see, Lex Luthor lost his hair when he was a young kid. He's a traumatized kid, just like probably this baby will, you know? So Lex Luthor will
If you want to pull it from Smallville, you can blame it all on his dad. But, you know.
He had a tough dad.
He had the option to change his ways and go a different route, but he chose to be evil.
He didn't choose to be evil. Remember, he lost his memory.
I love how Joe is like so supportive. You're like his number one fan, really.
I put him in my list of number one and two of big influences, and Lex Luthor is right there.
Was he number one?
I forget what it was. It was either one or two.
See, but you're not like that much of like an evil person, though.
I mean, so. I say I'm evil all the time, but no one believes me.
One of these days it's going to come through, and then all of a sudden everyone will be like, oh my God, he
didn't I just
really
bring
up, is evil.
I think was I talking to you about this plan to get rid of gasoline?
Yeah, I think so.
It was this ultimately diabolical plan that was it was just like in The Watchmen, Ozymandias, the smartest man on the planet.
Right.
And he was just like, well, how are we supposed to save the world? This world's already coming to pass. Well, we're going to have to kill 30,000 people. And then he's like, well, I'll do it. You know?
Maybe
sacrifice for the greater good.
Maybe it's part of the tornado. But then the baby's still alive. What if the baby was supposed to die, but it survived?
That's right.
Miraculous.
It's an escape. It'll become an escape artist for the rest of its life. Because like the baby will remember that, and everyone will say, how did you escape that? Everyone just keep pounding the word into his, was it his or her?
I don't know. I think it was a female, but I'm not sure.
That's
we'll just
even
call
better.
It baby.
When do you ever see a female escape artist? That would be awesome. She can escape everything. She can escape bad relationships. She can escape, like, actually, that might be the biggest twist, is that she can escape bad relationships, and that becomes the motivation for her to be that escape artist. So it's sort of like, while she's having pain there, she takes it all out like on the stage and doing these crazy, crazy things and twists and turns and stuff like that. But the whole time when she was young and she was a little kid, everyone's saying, like, can't believe you escaped that tornado. Can't believe it. So she becomes like the escape kid, you know, escape kid. So that's how she becomes. So growing up, you know, subliminally, she just now remembers the word escape. And then you know, so she's like, oh, I can do this.
And
then,
she's raised by Lex.
But then, yeah, then what happens is, like, maybe someone tries to kidnap her, and then she's like, there's no way out. I need to figure out a way to escape this place. And she somehow escapes that. And then she becomes, like, a girl in the newspaper who says, like, kidnapped by criminals or LexCorp employees or whatever like that. And then, you know, then she gets notoriety, and then she's like, I'm going to run with this. Boom! Idea man, that's what I am.
Yeah. No, never mind.
Copyright.
This is a better idea.
Copyright.
Or cool idea too would be if
the Carolyn and Joe show.
The tornado was like French style, dude. Like it brought a baby from the other dimension. The same person,
wait,
the other
what,
you
did you say,
into
the
this
French?
World.
Oh, the fringe.
Brought the other baby, the other from the other world
like
over.
Like the tornado's like
a
portal.
Yeah, like it's a portal and it brings the other baby in.
That would be awesome.
What if even the baby that they're thinking it is?
Right. That's what I'm saying. It's not the same baby. And then the people that live in the other world for the other us. In the other dimension, they just got this random baby that's not really theirs.
No, that baby that they got is the like a really like it's the Jesus baby, and they kidnapped the Jesus baby because on their world, oh their God. Jesus baby has already taken over. So like we're going to take this Earth 2 baby that has the same powers, but it's good,
right.
So they can fight in their own world. You know what I mean? They're going to raise them up, and they'll be like two Lex Luthers. One side good, yeah. One side's bad. You know what I mean? But it'll be girl Lex Luthers because it's two different. It's a different planet.
Right.
That would be awesome. But imagine taking that to the next level, and like all these tornadoes is like kidnapping people and then dropping dead people from a different portal.
Right. That's like, scary.
That'd be fucking amazing. It's scary. Yeah,
can you imagine being awesome. In a tornado?
Yes, it sucks.
It's like I did it last week.
Can you imagine all this shit just blurring
and then
like flying
like
around you?
Like in The Wizard of Oz, like a house goes by and then like a chicken goes by.
Can
and
you
stuff?
Imagine that? I don't think they pick up houses. They just like bash right through them, right?
I'm sure they could probably kick up.
They'll rip
pick
the roofs
like
off
a,
of them.
Because I don't think
like
you
a
can,
small house.
I don't think you can pick up a house just like in
like a
one
trailer.
Giant,
it could.
That's not a house.
It is for someone.
It's not like Wizard of Oz style.
Come on, like it's a Boy Meets World. Sean Hunter lived in one.
Boy Meets World.
What was that?
They never had a tornado in Boy Meets World.
They didn't?
No, I don't think so. Weren't they? Where were they living? Chicago? Wait, no.
No,
I would know. I would know. It was new.
On
no,
a tele-
it was
on a movie set.
Philly. They were from Philly.
They're from Philly?
Yeah. I'm 99% sure.
I watched quite a bit of those shows, but
dude,
I can't remember.
I love
where
Boy Meets
from.
World. I will straight up say, I think it's probably my top five TV shows.
All I remember is there was like the house set, and then there was like the school. And that's it, right? Was there other places they
went to? The backyard?
It depends on,
yeah,
what,
the backyard
it depends on what season you're watching.
Yeah, I don't remember.
Like in the first
there's
couple
college
seasons.
Level too, they had a dorm.
Nice.
They always have some. They always have
that's
like
right,
badass
college eventually.
Oh, and they also had that hangout place.
It's funny. That's how those shows is what motivated me to go to college. Like, oh my god, is that what happens in college?
Is that what it's like?
What
to be a black chick
joint
with curly
was
hair,
like Chubbies or something.
Yeah, Chubbies.
Why do I know all this? They
because
like
you're
a
fan of the show. Don't question your love.
Don't question your love.
Nothing will be Boy Meets World. I think we need to have a modern day Boy Meets World TV show, and I think we could all write it and be kick ass.
This is the cycle of hip, or this is the cycle of cool. Like something that you're embarrassed of back in the day, you know, further couple years in the future, everyone everyone in the past who was so embarrassed to talk about it, all of a sudden realize, oh my god, everyone loves it, and then it becomes this hip new thing, and then they get new careers because they're like, oh, we're back.
Yeah. I'd say
except for Blossom, no one loves Blossom.
Blossom sucked. No, there's a oh, and what was that other show? That oh man, what was her name? I can't remember. But
Step by Step,
Tornado Baby.
No, but I hated her with passion. Was it Clarissa Explains It All?
Oh yeah,
Melissa
Joan Hart.
Oh dude, I couldn't stand her.
She is quite
Sabrina.
Obnoxious.
Yeah, Sabrina.
Ugh. Yeah, but she was employed for such a long ass time, man. She was super.
I never
she
really understood her like full appeal, to be honest with you.
Because she's just like all those other girls.
Yeah, I didn't.
Well, actually, I felt like she represented like the Nickelodeon kid.
Yeah, but yeah, I guess wasn't she like
like sort of like bratty, smart ass.
I watched some of her shows, but I never was super into it. It was more of just like having it on in between shows. Right. Like when it was on, like when Sabrina was on TGIF, I was just like, come on, hurry up so we can get to like Full House or whatever's on after you. Right. You know? Like,
wait, what? They never intersected.
I don't know. They bounce around, or Dinosaurs or something else was on. Family Matters. I don't know the full lineup because it bounced around after a while. But I remember, like, I was never super huge on Step by Step or Clarissa. Right. But I know it was, like, bracketed in, like, the TGIF bracket. And I just had it on the whole time. Because that was, like, the cool thing to do back in the day.
What? To
TGIF?
Yes.
Yeah, you're talking about like bringing back old stuff like that and characters. Me and my buddies went out for Halloween. I guess this was last Halloween.
Like, so like doing an adult thing that you should.
Well, no, I mean, no, we didn't go out and knock on people's door for candy. Okay. You know, we went to the bars. But
knocked on it for beer.
Weren't we actually staying over?
What are you doing?
Weren't we staying over last year for Halloween?
The Halloween that, before, yeah.
Or because we were there for like Virginia Comic Con at your house.
Yeah, but I don't know if it was that one. But my buddy's, my roommate's buddy, he dressed up as Quail Man from Dawn. And everybody, I didn't think anybody was going to get it. Everybody was loving
it,
man.
That's what I'm saying.
They were like, Quail Man.
That's what I was saying, man. Everyone remembers.
That guy was like a hit, man.
Everyone remembers that stuff, dude.
Yeah.
No one dresses up like Rugrats, you know?
Yeah,
I heard Rugrats is coming back.
No, Doug should come back.
Doug should come back. I'm all about that.
And Pete and Pete?
Next year, you guys should dress like the Beats.
The Beats?
Like that whole band.
I don't even know how the Beats look like.
I don't either.
I don't think I don't think they ever drew the Beats.
Yeah, they did. They just look awesome.
Listen, we have this group. Can you guys design the look of the Beats? How do you want these? How do you want them to look like? One word, awesome.
I came to. Okay.
Do y'all ever dress up anything as Halloween, or do you just make your own characters?
I haven't done it in a while. Like, I haven't Are you talking about trick or treat or
not trick or treat?
Out?
Just dressing up, going anywhere to a show or something.
I know we've done a few things with like just makeup and like blood.
Yeah, that's mainly what I do. Is I just put gashes and wounds myself. That seems to be the most, you know, appropriate for mine.
Right.
And then I do like crazy lighting gags at my house with music that creeps up.
Right.
But actually, I don't think we've gone out for Halloween in a while.
Because I really like the. I light the house, you know. I don't light the house like, oh, it's spooky. I try to make it look like an evil freaking house.
Right.
Like I make all, like one year I had all the windows. I had a red light at every single one of the windows.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So when you look at the house, all the windows are red on the inside. You know. So there's
looked
no
like
lights.
Like a demon house.
Yeah, it looked like the freaking house from like Carrie or something like that. Right. You know, and I made it like breathe. So they like pulse at the same time.
The pulsing red light.
And then this year I had like an overhead light, that like a spotlight that would hit, like it's all dark.
Right.
But I'd have just an overhead spotlight, red spotlight pulsating on the front door. And like they would have music.
It was like a heartbeat.
Yeah, it was like a heartbeat. But like whenever you'd ring the doorbell, all the lights go out.
Right. Nice.
And then music would start up like in the dark.
You know, when I was young and going trick-or-treating, the thing that scared me most were the houses for some reason. I remember people did their haunted houses up, you know, for the kids to come over.
Yeah.
Like, just going up and getting candy, but they decorate their house, kind of like you're talking about doing stuff. But they'd always be the people that put those crazy strobe lights, like, so in the door flashing. Or in the window or something, and they walk out, it's like...
That's awesome, man. That's so awesome.
It's crazy.
I want to try to do that one time next year.
Yeah, it was awesome. That was creepy. I remember my buddy did a... he dressed up as... like an old man. It was like complete full getup. Like he did makeup on the hands to make him look old, and he had like this like makeup all over his face. I mean, it looked legitimate, but you couldn't tell if he was just like some fake dummy or not, because he had like a bench on his front porch and he was just sitting there still as could be. So you weren't sure if he was real or fake or what. So you didn't move at all, because you're like, all right, I guess he's fake. So you just go up and you ring the doorbell, and you're waiting, and you ring the doorbell, and he just jumps up at you like,
see, that's,
but he's sitting still like, I did not know he was a real person.
See, that's the one thing that you have to definitely do. If you're going to do a haunted house where you're going to spook someone, you got to make the people walking up question if, like, is this supposed to happen?
Yeah, is this real or is this fake? Or... Is that like just some kind of stuffed costume?
Because, because like even, I mean, before the show ends, I want to tell you that like one year, I was like handcuffed behind Carolyn, and I was like looking like I was like trapped and she was holding me hostage. Everything looked completely like normal, except for the fact I'm just like, get the get the fuck out of here. And then Carolyn would just act normal. And I remember one time she was like, someone, I couldn't tell what's going on because I was just focused on that. But she's like, yeah, this little girl just kept on looking at you and couldn't tell what's going on. If this is real. That's really.
She was like a little girl and she wasn't frightened or anything, but she was just trying to figure out what was going on.
Yeah. And that's I think that's the key. You got to make them wonder.
But I don't think she even could comprehend. Like, but
that's the best part.
She was just like, something's going on back there, and that guy's stuck on the railing, and what's going on?
Yeah.
Who knows?
But like,
we're putting like horrible thoughts in the children's minds.
But this year, like, I really felt like it was good because I really wanted to do something where I just shut out all the lights. Right. As soon as they ring the doorbell, boom! And then I would bring up like crazy, like creepy music from like back in the day.
Right.
And then I really loved, I thought that was cool. People were, whenever I came to the door, they were like, oh my God, I didn't know what the hell was going to happen because all the lights went out. You know what I mean? That's right. And the whole day I had to hide. I had to be like right at the door, so I couldn't really go anywhere either. Well, that's what it's all about, man. Tornado baby. We're gonna write that story. Actually, we wrote like 20 stories today. You know, the tornado and all that stuff. Actually, Lex Luthor not being evil.
All these stories are copyrighted. Don't steal.
That's right.
Yep, copyright 2012.
That's right, man.
Stray Productions and Curl Studio.
United at last. Thanks for joining us, Brian.
Oh, yeah. Thanks for having me.
It's been a long time, man.
It has.
Hope you enjoyed the show.
I did.
So check it out, guys. Curls-studio.com sponsored the show. Stray Productions, producers of the show. Hey, still vote for Carolyn. And Curls Comic Strip, Cartoonist Studio. It's going to still keep on going. Thanks, Brian, for being on.
Thank you, guys. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
That was good. My name is Joe.
And I'm Carolyn.
See you later, Carolyn.
Thanks for listening.
See you, Brian.
Yay! I'm the kind of human wreckage that you like.